مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the Fiqh Jurisprudence Program according to the four schools of thought. We'd like to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Mark Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today, our topic being Ziyarat Medina, the places to visit in Medina. And we would like to welcome our Honorable Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Brother Suleiman Esaf. Jazakallahu khairan.
JazakAllah khairan, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, our first place is Masjid-e-Quba.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay, we were speaking about Masjid-e-Quba, Mufti Sahab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So I was telling you that the whole of Medina Munawwara is Mubarak and sacred to every true Muslim, and it is the second most holiest place, remember, after Makkah Mukarrama. So we know that when Mustafa Mukarrama and perform the hijrah, that is from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. So Ibn Sa'd rahimahullah in Tabaqat has mentioned, if you take from Masjid al-Haram from Makkah right up to, or from the house Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu salam right up to Masjid al-Quba, there were 25 different places where the Master alayhi salatu salam stopped. So we should know all this. And then, when the news was spreading that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Thani Yathain, the second of the two, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember, were entering Medina, that his first stop was Quba, so the daughters of the Najjar tribe, so that is the carpenter's tribe, they were living in that area, they would go out to welcome the Master alayhi salam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They went one day, they went second day, then third day, lo and behold, they never saw the Mubarak face and countenance of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Thaniyas name, the second of the two. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah uses this title in Surah 9, verse 40, Thaniyas name is Huma fil ghar, that the second of the two that were in a cave, the cave Ghar Thawr, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَأَنَا. And don't be sad, don't worry. Verily, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's help is with us. So that is what we should know and realize. And then when they entered, the daughters of Medina, the daughters of the Najjar tribe, welcomed the Master alayhi salam, and they sang this poetry, نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ. Nahnu, and you want a reference of this, you will find it in Ibn Majah and various compilations of the Seerah Mubarakah. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari, that we are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun min jari, how excellent Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. And then the first thing they did was to build the masjid. The first block was placed by the Master alayhi salatu salam with biyadihi al-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands. And the second block was placed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So therefore we say in the cave, the Ghar Thawr, first one was the Master alayhi salam, second one Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When it came to building the masjid, Masjid al-Quba, so remember, same thing happened. When it came to building Masjid Nabawi, same thing happened. When they entered first the Master alayhi salam, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And thereafter we see that when the Master alayhi salatu salam fell ill, then in the fatal illness, then it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu who made and performed the imamat with the command of the Nabi alayhi salam is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muru Aba Bakrin Fal Yusalli Bin Nas. He made imamat for 17 salats during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam. And thereafter he became the Khalifa, the first Khalifa and successor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see that after his demise, he is the one buried right next to the Master alayhi salam. Thaniyas name, everywhere Thaniyas name. Therefore we tell the Kuffar Shia that you, when you curse Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, or the beloved daughter of Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq, Siddiqa Sayyid Aisha, or you curse Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, or any Sahabi, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, or anybody else, that alone is sufficient to render you out of the fold of Islam. So now when you leave Medina Munawwara, you're staying there in your hotel, and you want to come to Masjid Quba. So you can go any day, but best day to go is Saturday. And hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there used to go there Mashian or Rakiban, sometime walking, sometime mounted on a means of conveyance, whatever was available, the camel or whatever else. So that both are sunnah. And second, you go any day also, you get the reward. But if you go on Saturday, you'll get greater reward. And when you enter the masjid and look right on top, so this is what most people don't know, you must look there where the mihrab is, the niche is. Then you will see this ayat is written there. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwal yawmin ahqqu an taquma fi. The masjid that was foundation was built on taqwa and through piety from the first day. From the first day means from the hijrah. So therefore our hijrah calendar starts from that journey there. Ahqqu an taquma fi. Then you are more deserving to stand there. And this is Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 108. So that is what we should know. Second one is this, that it was in the ninth year of the Hijrah, and remember the hypocrites there in Medina Munawwara, they built a masjid, Allah calls it masjid, Masjid al-Dirar, and they wanted to cause the free Bambayn al-Mu'mineen, discord, disunity, fragmentation in the rank and file of the Muslims. They want to propagate kufr and blasphemy from there. So they addressed the Master alayhi salam and said, come read Salat here. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam said, I'm busy. That now we are preparing for the Tabuk expedition. 33,000 Sahaba were engaged and were ready to go. And they went. And Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu gave 1,000 gold coins. He gave 300 camels. And with the saddle and everything, Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave all his wealth. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu gave half his wealth. So who can do all these things here? So therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala warns us that any person who mocks and scoffs and ridicules the Sahaba, so this ayat was revealed during the occasion of Tabuk, when the rich Sahaba came and contributed, like Sayyidina Usman, they would say, Murahin, you are just showing off. When the poor Sahaba came with few pounds, few kilos of dates, they would say, you're wasting Allah Ta'ala's time, Allah forbid. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 79. Allazina yalmizun al-mutawwi'in min al-mu'mineen fi sadaqat. Those people who are ridiculing, criticizing the Sahaba because of their charity, which they gave for the love of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. And they gave the small, meager amount. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. And they mock and ridicule them. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah himself defends the Sahaba and says, Allah will mock them and dispatch them straight to Jahannam forever. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a painful punishment. نَامُوسِ صَحَابَا كَتَحَفُّزْ كَرْنَا فَرْزِهِ. To protect the honor and dignity of Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is compulsory. So we should realize all these things. This is part of our belief. And there's no two opinions on that. So remember, this ayat is written there. And thereafter, the hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, which is authentic, is written. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم من تطهر من بيته whosoever perform wudu, ghusl, whatever and from your house or not in your hotel nowadays it will mean ثم أتى مسجد قباء and then he came to مسجد قباء then كان له كأجر عمرتين for that person is the reward of an accepted umrah. So this is an authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So you read two rakat tahiyyatul masjid, any surahs, thereafter you want to read two rakat, salatul shukr, salatul hajat, salatul tawbah. You can make multiple intentions, so all that is good. And remember that you should try and go there any day, but better on a Saturday. And make sure that you go back to Masjid Nabawi to read your Fardh Salat. Not that you read your Fardh Salat in Quba. The Salat will be done, but the reward is much more. Remember there at Masjid Nabawi. And then next point you should remember is this. They have wonderful facilities for the ladies also, so they can also go. Because these are places that you get special, special reward. And remember, therefore, we say if the lady go to these places there, and they read their salat individually, it's very good. And from a Saudi perspective, if the person is going to become the imam, you know they are going to select him to become the imam in the future for Masjid Nabawi, then normally they'll bring him there to Masjid Quba. And then if Allah Ta'ala's decree is there, then he will become after a few years, 5-10 years, then he becomes the imam there of Masjid Nabawi. You see, Sheikh Huzaifi, Ali bin Abdurrahman Huzaifi, Hafizahullah, is over 40 years the Imam of Masjid Nabawi. His son was the Imam there in Masjid Quba, Sheikh Ahmed Huzaifi. And now his Imam and Khatib, mashallah, Imam is that he leads the prayer. Khatib, he delivers khutbah also Friday. So there in Masjid Nabawi is a great honor for them. So these are the things we should know of Masjid Quba, and we will really recommend that every person should go in their trip. This morning I met Brother Hassan Badat. He took me, mashallah, for Fajr Salat, and he told me he's waiting for Hajj. So I was asking him that how many nights they got there in Medina and so forth and so on. So remember, they got 9 nights, so that's very good. And when you spend 40, you read 40 Salat, first Salat in Masjid Nabawi, من صلى 40 صلاة لا تفوته صلاة. You read 40 فرض صلاة consecutively in Masjid Nabawi. What takbir ula, no salat masju, missing my meaning, you didn't miss any rakat. Then that person for him is written, that kat kutibat lahu, that bara'atu min al-nifaq, and bara'atu min al-nar, and so forth. Various, various wordings are mentioned. Then he is emancipated, liberated, and from the fire of Jahannam, from nifaq and hypocrisy. And therefore we encourage you that ensure you read your 40 salat days, not compulsory, but it is encouraged. The hadith is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, and is narrated by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah in his Musnad. So when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Tabuk, then these people said, okay, that now we'll go back and tell the master alayhi salam that he must come and perform salat here. All might Allah said in Surah number 9, chapter 9, verse 178, Surah 9, verse 108. La takum fihi abada. You must never ever go there. And don't stand there. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the Sahaba and they burned the masjid. Go open Ma'ariful Quran. Go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tafsir Qurtubi. All the classical commentaries you will find it. So these are the people who are the hypocrites, but they would take big, big oaths and say, in aradna illa al-husna, that we, our intention is good. Wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadibun. But Allah Ta'ala bears testimony and gives evidence that Allah Ta'ala says they are big, big liars. So therefore, Masjid Quba has a great, great significance. Every great masjid was built by prophets and messengers. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam built the Kaaba Musharrafa and then renovated by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. 40 years after that, Masjid al-Aqsa was built by Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Then after many, many years, renovated, refurbished by Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Then we find that مسجد قباء بيت رفض محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، مسجد النبوي بيت رفض صلى الله عليه وسلم من صحابة. So these are the four masajid that have the great mosque, that have the greatest virtue in Islam. Thereafter, all the other mosques, the reward will be the same. So therefore, we should understand all this background, inshallah. So our ziyarat of Madinah Munawwara will become much more meaningful, inshallah.
Inshallah, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, our next place would be Jabal-e-Uhud.
Remember that it was in the second year of the Hijrah, on the Friday, that it was 17th of Ramadan, the Battle of Badr took place, and the Muslims were ill-equipped, and the Mushrikeen, and the hypocrites, and the polytheists, idol worshippers, they were armed to their teeth, as you will say, and they were 100% sure of victory, overconfident. Abu Jahl was their leader, but lo and behold, they were defeated, Abu Jahl dispatched to Jahannam, and 70 of his people also with him dispatched to Jahannam, including him. 70 were taken captive. This was in the second year of the Hijrah, Friday, 17th Ramadan. Then we find they wanted revenge. So they were mobilizing, organizing their army and their people. So the following year, the third year of the Hijrah, and it was in the month of Shawwal, the 7th of Shawwal, this month here. And today is 6th, tomorrow is 7th, like that. So you must remember it was the 3rd day of the Hijrah, and they came there. That is now under the leadership of Abu Sufyan and them, Khalid bin Walid was there. All of them were still non-Muslim at that time. And remember the Muslims were there, but the hypocrites, they left. You must remember 300 of them. They left the master, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, they in a lurch, and they said, Inna buyutana awra, wa ma hiya bi awra. They said, there's nobody there to look after our women folk and our children. Then Allah says, that was not the true story. The true story is, yuriduna illa firara, that they wanted to take flight and so forth. So, nevertheless, the Muslim, Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, and in the Maidan of Uhud, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Jabal Uhud is that mountain that we love it and it loves us. So we must remember this, that now they made it very nice. Nighttime also, if you go there, there's bright, bright floodlights and so forth. It's not like before, that nighttime was a big problem. So nevertheless, there you will find one mountain, Jabal-e-Rumat. So the mountain where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told 50 archers to remain there. And remember that the battle started and the Muslims were winning. And then some Sahaba thought the battle is over. So only 12 Sahaba or so stayed on the mountain. Others came down. And then Khalid bin Walid, he's a master tactician. He saw that now that is a big opening there by the Jabal-e-Rumat, the mount of the archers. So from the back he came, and then the victory turned into defeat. 70 Sahaba were martyred, like Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, Musa bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, and a great, great Sahaba, they buried there in the Maidan of Uhud. Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tuth Mubarak wa Shaheed. Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got injured there. The blood Mubarak of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, was spilling. Very few people know this. That if you go to Mount Uhud, and nowadays the authorities are not so strict, but there is a small little cave there. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into the cave to rest as well. So remember when you go to Uhud, then you will see a big masjid there that is built there, or that is recently, obviously. So main thing is you go to Uhud and you offer your salam and your greetings to the Shuhada Uhud. Because we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe, as the Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say for those people who were martyred in the path of Allah that they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. They are alive. But you cannot perceive it and understand it. Quran Sharif states in another place, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive and they're receiving the risk and sustenance and provision for Almighty Allah. they so elated, delighted, farihina bima ataahum Allah min fadlihi, that they are enjoying and rejoicing because the honor, dignity Allah has conferred upon them. They say, Ya Allah, give us permission. We want to give great tidings to our own family members. So all this is enshrined in the noble Quran. We should be very, very clear about this. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe that there are many, many shuhada. Sayyidina Umar was a shaheed. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was a shaheed. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is a shaheed. So many sahaba radiallahu anhum are shuhada and martyrs. But who is Sayyidu Shuhada? This is authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, that Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the chacha, the kaka, the am, in Arabic we say am, that is the paternal uncle of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we must know exactly what our belief is. So remember, it showed that in Battle of Badr, they heard everything what Nabi alayhi salam had to say, and victory came. In Uhud, they made an ijtihadi mistake. Ijtihadi mistake means that they thought, they didn't done deliberately, they thought the battle is over and therefore they came down, but yet it was a mistake. So therefore the victory turned into defeat and so forth. So therefore for us, every sahabi is noble and we must always make dua for them. And Almighty Allah has praised each one of them and promised each one of them, those who live with iman, died with iman, then you sahabi, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For each one of them, Almighty Allah has promised Jannah. Chapter 57, verse number 10. So we should go there and mashallah make dua for the deceased and the shuhada.
Mufti Sahib, is 25 minutes to 12 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a break. And when we come back, we will continue with the ziyarat of Medina.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
25 minutes to 12 Central African time, and this is our program, the Ziyarat of Medina, the places to visit in Medina. Mufti Sahib, our next place is Masjid Qiblatain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah, then the Master alayhi salam, because the Baytullah, you must know the four directions. So let's explain to you the four directions. What is which direction? So you know that where the Hatim is. So that is the semicircle, the wall there. So that is the northern direction. And then if you come the opposite direction between Hajar-e Aswad and the Blackstone and Rukn-e Yamani, that is the southern direction. And where the golden door is, so remember there's the eastern side of the Baytullah. And then the other wall opposite side will be the western side. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And thereafter, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would face Masjid al-Aqsa also. Therefore, we say Masjid al-Aqsa is al-Qiblatul Ula, our first Qibla. Then the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, then it was the month of Rabiul Awwal, and then in the month of Sha'ban, remember Tahwil al-Qibla took place. What's the meaning of Tahwil al-Qibla? It was Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi revelation to the Master alayhi salatu salam, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Turn your Mubarak countenance and face towards the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. This is after 16 and a half, 17 months, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. If you open the beginning of the second Jews, the second Subara, then you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verses number 141, 142, 143, and all that there. So Almighty Allah in the ending, in the beginning of the second Jews, Surah 2, verse 142, 143, 144, because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart's desire was that to face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala loves Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most in the entire universe and creation. So therefore he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, granted the Master alayhi salatu wasalam various qualities, attributes, Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj, the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa. So that is Isra, traveling at night. Then meeting all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam there. And then from there, after the Salat, then the ascension, that is Mi'raj. Sahibul Qiblatain, the only prophet and messenger to face both Qiblas. The first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa. And then the second one, Masjid al-Haram, the Baytullah. Now for us, remember, we must face Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. We can't face Masjid al-Aqsa. And while we're speaking about that, remember that the Juddas, the Haramis, there in Palestine, you know, occupied Palestine. So where they face the western wall, Al-Ha'itul Mabki, they keep on shaking. That, remember, is part of Masjid al-Aqsa, and it's got nothing to do with them. It's all just fabricated. If you look at yesterday's the Shadith, and so you must read that article without blinkers and without a jaundiced eye. He says this whole thing about Israel is a fabrication, and the Temple Mount, everything, remember, is just concocted and fabricated. So the point I'm making here is this, that wall for us is known as Jidarul Buraq. So the Buraq was fastened there, that means of conveyance, which Mustafa Rasulullah used from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa. To Sahibul Qiblatain, so to face both the Qiblas, and therefore Almighty Allah said, Qiblatan tarudaha, that Allah Ta'ala commanded you, that now you must face the Baytullah, and you'll be very pleased with it, and so forth. And for Sahaba and people like us, so now you want to read Zuhr Salat, your time is up, just example I'm giving. So in a case, time, there's still time for Zuhr Salat, obviously. So if you want to read now Salat, then you must face the Baytullah, Safaran or Hadara, whether you are in the plane or in the train, or whether you're on your hometown or whether you're traveling. So that is a prerequisite for the validity of Salat. So therefore, we should go to Masjid al-Qiblatain. What happened there was, came to the Master, alayhi salam, and the Sahaba were there. So two rakat were head facing, you must remember, Masjid al-Aqsa. And then the remaining two rakats were facing Masjid al-Haram, Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa. So therefore, it's called Qiblatain. So if the Imam is in front, then obviously he's in front. And you turn around. So then the Imam is right to the back. So at that time, to walk in the Salat and all that was permissible. So then the Imam walked and came right in front. And they knew that now that this is going to happen. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look to the heavens and the skies. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We see your honorable face looking towards the sky and the heavens, waiting for the wahi and revelation. So it was something they all were expecting. It's not something unexpected. So therefore, they knew exactly what to do. And they faced the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. When I went first time, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 1974, and my beloved parents came from here, South Africa. So that time we went to Masjid al-Quba. There were the wells there and all that demolished now. And mashallah, but Masjid al-Quba was very small that time. And then Jabal al-Uhud, there was no lights and all these things. And Masjid al-Qiblatain, both sides, they had the mihrab, the niche, you know, the semicircle, facing Baytullah. And they had it facing, you must remember, Masjid al-Aqsa. So people are simple and naive. Some people reading Salat towards Baytullah, some reading towards Aqsa. Because they don't know there, so then they closed it up. But if you look on top, you will see there's a musalla there to show you that that is the direction of Aqsa al-Mubarak. So the Qibla in Medina Munawwara is the southern direction. So if you stand there and turn around, so your back faces the Qibla and you face the northern direction, then you will be facing Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. So all that we should remember and know. And yes, these are also places that you should visit. And one more thing we need to say. What is the truth we must say? What is wrong, we must condemn them, and what good they do, we must praise them. That it was during the reign of King Fahd, you know. So he had instructed them that all these masajid must be renovated. So Masjidul Nabawi was very beautiful, all three sides. The Qibla side, there was nothing done there. So meaning that is the southern direction, but east, west, and the north. So all those directions, and Masjidul Nabawi was extended, the Tawsiyah it's called, and then they have the upstairs and so forth. So million people plus now, for example, Ramadan time, 1.5 million people, mashallah, they could go inside, you must remember, and read the Salat comfortably and so forth. The Masjidul Haram was extended, expanded, 2 million people easily. And thereafter, we find, you must remember, that there is, there in Masjid Quba, Masjid Qiblatain, all that. Another thing Fahd did was there in Medina Munawwara, there is the Halabi, the person from Aleppo, and we went twice to his house with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and his Khattatul Quran, the greatest calligraphy of the noble Quran that's living in the Arabic language. So he wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times, he told me personally. Now when you read his profile, then you will see it 10 times. So now, mashallah, that's his passion he has to write. And in Quran, you're not allowed to make any mistake. Imagine what the gift Allah gave him. And in that way there, that he gave it to the Mujamma Malik Fahd, and then they put it on computer. And now millions and millions of copies are distributed to the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, or Zahireen, the visitors, or the Mu'tamireen, the people who perform Umrah and so forth. So that is this outside Medina, known as the Mujamma Malik Fahd, the biggest printing press in the world for the noble Quran. So these were all good actions that he did. So remember, for that we must praise them and salute them.
Mufti Sahib, our next place is Masjid al-Jumu'ah.
Remember when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there to Quba. So then it was Rabiul Awwal, it was a Monday, and then the daughters went out and read the poetry, as I mentioned, Nahnu Jawarin min Banin Najari, Ya Habbada Muhammadun min Jari. Then, difference of opinion, so did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave Quba that first Friday or the second Friday? Some ulama say first Friday, some say second Friday. That's an academic discussion, but we all agree it was a Friday. If you go today to Masjid Quba, and then you just go, because you normally go with a bus, because we have a big group with us, 49, 50 people. So in that way, when you come down, then you will see there by the main highway, right, there's a masjid there. So that is known as Masjidul Jumu'ah. Remember that the first Jummah Salat was read there by the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam went to Medina Central and the cosmopolitan metropolitan area. So that is the background of it. If you open Surah Jumu'ah and see Surah 62 of the Noble Quran, you will see it comprises 11 verses. And the 9th verse tells us that, for example, tomorrow, Jumu'ah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you who have faith, then, idha nudiya lissalati min yawmil Jumu'ah, this phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, is mentioned 89 different places in the Noble Quran. Idha nudiya lissalati min yawmil Jumu'ah, first O ila zikrillah. When the first azan is given after Zawal, then after Istiwa Ushams, that is after the zenith, the sun passes there, then you must stop your business, buying, selling, trade, and you must hasten towards the zikr of Allah, the khutbah and the salat, wadarul bay. You want to see this about the first azan, go open Ma'ariful Quran. But Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, who I consider to be one of the greatest jurists and scholars Indo-Pak produced, and his Ma'ariful Quran is well known internationally, globally, in 8 volumes, and it's translated in English also in 8 volumes. So mashallah, that will be your reference as well. So that is what is Masjid al-Jumu'ah. So from Masjid al-Quba to Masjid al-Jumu'ah, and then went there to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's house, and then they started the negotiating with regarding Masjid Nabawi. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, again, he paid for the land of Masjid Nabawi with his own personal money, 10 gold coins. Every person who reads Salat there, every person who makes Salam upon the Master, alayhi salam, and Shaykhin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu, every person who makes a tilawat of Quran and itikaf there, all the reward goes to him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, arda. So we must understand his rank is such, the best of Allah's creation, after all the prophets and messengers, Khairul Bashar, the best of human beings in the world, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after all the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam.
Mufti Sahib, our next place is Masjid al-Jinn.
Remember, not Masjid al-Jinn. Masjid al-Jinn is there, you must remember, in Makkah. The next place will be Wadi al-Jinn. You must get the terms right, Suleiman Mota. So Wadi al-Jinn. So what is Wadi al-Jinn? Wadi al-Jinn is, you know, like entertainment, little bit, for the Hujjaj. Our pilgrims now, end of May they'll be going, June they'll be going, and so forth, because Hajj will be towards the end of June this year, 1444 and 2023. So from mid-May you'll be getting the Hujjaj going, and then end of May and mid-June and so forth and so on. So they normally go first to Madinah Munawwara. So when we take them for Ziyarat, then we start there with Masjid al-Quba, then we go to Masjid al-Jumu'ah, Masjid al-Qiblatayn, Jabal al-Uhud, and there next to Masjid al-Quba is another place, and we take them there, it's called Mazra'a. Mazra'a means the date farm. So we show them all the date farms, and remember that the date farm, they will give you the explanation there. One date tree, it lasts for 100 years. All this is the wasila, the barakah, and the dua and supplication of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should make special dua for the people of Medina and the fruits of Medina, the dates of Medina. And then from there you go to the suh, and the tree produces 100 kilos of dates per year. So everything is a miracle. It's semi-desert, you must remember that. And then from there you go to the suq al-tamar, the date market and so forth. So you find more than 70 different types of dates. Another miracle also. So when people, you write down all your esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that what is your shopping list, the shopping basket. You know, nowadays they say you must have a basket for shopping. In South Africa, sometimes they steal the basket also. But anyway, you must remember that. So write the A for Ajwa. So Ajwa is the best date you can get. Hajj time, and that is expensive. And you get different qualities. In Sahih Muslim, is mentioned Ajwa Aliya. And the ordinary Ajwa. Ordinary Ajwa, 80, 90, 100 kilos. Ajwa Aliya, 150, 200 riyals a kilo. Sometimes they'll charge you even more. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tasabbaha bi sabi ajwatin. Whosoever has 7 ajwa dates in the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, before breakfast, lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. Then no jadu, no witchcraft, no magic, all that will harm that person. And remember, no poison will harm that person, that all bad things. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, so it's authentic hadith. So you buy as much as you want, then start eating then, Badina. 7 dates you have per day, and you have it morning time. Then A for Ajwa, B for Barani. So the hadith of Barani is mentioned in Tabarani. Authentic hadith, Habibuna, B-A-R-N-I, Ajwa, A-J-W-A. So, la fihi dawa'un wa la da'afi. That in this burni, there is dawa, medication and shifa. And there's no illness in it and so forth. So, A and B, and then I. I is not surma and dates. It is itmit, I-S-M-I-D, or I-T-H-M-I-D, both ways. So, itmit, that is surma and damani, kuhul. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alaykum bil itmit. that you must use this kuhul, this antimony surma at night. It means the sunnah three times in the right eye, three times in the left eye. فَإِنَّهُ يَجْلُ الْبَصَرِ It makes the eyesight very sharp. You can see very good and so forth. وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعْرِ It makes the hair also grow. So anyway, the hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So write down your shopping list, ABI. Now we finish all that, then we tell them, now we finish. Now before we finish the ziyarat, we're taking you to meet the jinn. So already they start trembling and shaking. Say, what? We're going to see the jinn? I said, yeah. So then we tell the bus driver we're going there, because there's a deal we made with him from before. So he goes out of Medina about half an hour. But nowadays, sometimes the police, they stop you and all that. Before, we should take them lot. So anyway, you must remember, so there's a place there, there's a decline, meaning it's a downhill. But they stop the bus there. And then when they stop the bus, they'll call you, Suleiman, sit there by the driver's seat. You know, the driver is called Sawak. So the kursi of the Sawak. So the place where he sits, you must just hold the steering. And then he'll stop, put neutral gear. And then it's supposed to go downwards. Now it's downhill. Suddenly you see the bus is going reverse gear. So then we add some drama to them. We all the passengers are inside. We say, see, this bus here now, what's happening? The jinnat are pushing it in the wrong direction. You see, they're pushing us backwards. They say, why you left Medina? Go back to Medina, and so forth and so on. But it's nothing to do with the jinn and all that. We just make a story for them. If you go the old road, you should know the Suleiman, you stayed in Durban and so forth. From Johannesburg to Durban, if you take the old road, Colenso, Escort, all that. There between Colenso, Escort is one place like that also. That if you stop your car, then it will go backwards. If you go to Taif, you must remember that I experienced this one also. One day we had a good taxi guy. So he took us and then he just stopped. We didn't even ask him that. We didn't even know about it. He stopped his car and said, shoof, shoof, let's see what's going to happen. So I knew they wanted to do. So then the car started going. But you were just watching, there's no cars behind you. So it's all to do with magnetic forces and so forth and so on. Nothing to do with the jinn and all that. But you know, people, we just, then when we finish there, then we go and drink some camel milk. You see, to drink camel milk, very good. It's sunnat also. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ishrabu min albaniha. You must drink the laban and the milk of the camel also, and so forth and so on. So that's the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the most important. Obviously, Masjid Nabawi, you can speak for 1-2 hours. And the graveyard, that inshallah later on we'll speak about all that as well. So there are many, many places still to visit and so forth. But very sad, some important places, they have totally destroyed it. Naam nishan nahi, there's no sign of it at all. I give you one example, like the Khandaq. When I went 74, 75 with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 74 for Umrah, and then with Allah's help in 75, I performed Hajj from Karachi, all this. So remember that we could see the Khandaq, the trench, everything. And then they had some masajid, they had 7 masjids there and so forth. So when the battle took place of the trench, which Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu suggested, so they closed all that up and they demolished this masajid and then they just built one big masjid there and so forth. So therefore, the more you delay to go for Hajj, for Umrah and so forth, then more and more things, these shaitans, we have to call them, the Saudis, they will just demolish. So therefore, it's better. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Man arad al hajja fal yata'ajjal. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. When you made intention for Hajj, then you should make a haste and you should go for Hajj, inshallah. So that will be the lesson today. Ziyarat in Medina, the places you should go. And inshallah, when you go now for Hajj and so forth, tell your agent that, you know, they must give you a good guide. And he will take you all these places, inshallah, al-Aziz. You leave early in the morning, and then before Zuhr, you are back by 11:30, 11:45, because you have to freshen up, and then you are ready for your Zuhr Salat and so forth. So that's the first thing. Second, again, we remind you of our programs here in Cape Town tonight, Thursday night. inshallah, I'll be in Masjid Akuba, Mitchell's Plain, and there our graduate from Darul Newcastle, Moana Yazid Abdul Jabbar, is the man in charge there. So we'll be there, inshallah, tonight. Tomorrow, Jumu'ah, in Bontival, and that is with Jamia Usmania. The lecture is around 12:45 to 1:15, half an hour, and then the Azan, and then, you know, the Sunnah, and the second Azan, and Khutbah, and Salat, and all that. So that will be tomorrow. And then tomorrow, after Maghrib, Anwarul Islam, where our Moana Ilyas is, our Hajibai Bashir, who's our elder, the only elder left, basically, among the Tabligh Jamaat. They were chosen by Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Moana Inamul Hassan Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. So four of them passed away, Ajibai Pajya, Chota Dadabai, Moana Tutla, Qari Abdul Hamid, Rahimahullah. So only he is left now. So there, they are Masjid, they are Musalla. So we'll be there tomorrow night, and Saturdays, and Nikah, and so forth. Of our brother Muhammad Khan, who picks me up daily for Fajr and Isha. His son Wasim is getting married here in Cape Town. So inshallah, Moana Arafat will announce it in tomorrow's Nikah announcements, all the details there, inshallah. Then today, that you must fill us in now, Suleiman, whose lecture and all that is between 12 and 1 after the news. And inshallah, that in the tafsir today, we are finishing completing Surah Fatiha, and that is chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. I already sent it out, but I'll send you another one as well. And if those of you who want to follow the new tafsir, then you must go to the link that we sent out to you, MSOR, Markaz Sahaba, online radio, and inshallah. And then the Quran Sharif, which we completed last week Thursday, inshallah, by this weekend, when I return, then we will send it to you. Inshallah, they were busy just cleaning it up, and you know, some mistakes and so forth with the numbering and editing. So inshallah, human being, we have to make some mistakes, you know. So anyway, so inshallah, by the weekend, we will send out the entire Quran Sharif. We request all the pious duas, inshallah, Aziz. And here in Cape Town, I see from Fajr time till now, it's raining, overcast, windy. So mashallah, the great mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So they call it, you know, Cape Town get four seasons in one day. So wonderful, wonderful, the long night here. Remember 7:15, 7:16, 7:17 is sunrise. And 6:15 is Maghrib. So mashallah, the night is 13 hours and the day is 11 hours. So we leave you from the mother city, Cape Town, and inshallah you listen to the news. Who is giving lecture, Mota? Brother Suleiman Mota, now after the news?
Maulana Ilyas Patel, the importance of respect.
So then Maulana Ilyas Patel, mashallah, of Ispingo Beach, the importance of respect, respect to one's parents, respect to one's family and teachers, and respect to the entire creation of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So may Almighty Allah accept us all for His deed. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.